Hey, hello, beautiful people.
Indeed, that is one of my biggest pleasure is always when I went to my own
farm. I think it is important to first understand what a healthy relationship with food is for us to know what it is not.
Not try.
I can relate. I can relate.
Selfish.
So no. You could be your own farmer pretty soon. Who knows?
Trust me when I tell you, there will always be challenges. There will always be risks.
Seems like we have a lot in common.
Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show.
And of course, it's your favorite girl, Sharonita Hosa.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show, the podcast that connects you with the happenings, trends, and opportunities in the agriculture sector. My name is Sharon Idahosa, and I am your host. If this is your first time learning about Let's Talk Agriculture, we are an industry-specific public relations and communications firm helping agriculture businesses build their brands, increase awareness, and establish thought leadership in their areas of specialization. Now, if this interests you, then do well to visit letstalkagriculture.com or send an email to hello@letstalkagriculture.com for more information. And now, welcome to our sustainability series, where we explore innovative solutions and practices that contribute to a more sustainable future. This episode is sponsored by Sultry International, the leading agro-allied cassava processing company in Africa. So in today's episode, we are super thrilled to have Yemisi, the founder of Cassava Processing Company, joining us. Now, I mean, this woman is an amazing woman. I mean, I've seen so many things that she has been doing so far. And I can tell you that she is worth celebrating. Thank God we are still in the month to celebrate women. So this is my chance to say, I mean, you're doing amazing. So thank you so much for joining this show. Yemisi's company produces cassava-based sorbitol, a versatile raw material used in food and beverage production, toothpaste production, confectionery, just name it. So we will delve into how our company is driving sustainability through cassava processing. Thank you so much for joining the show today. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Sharon. How are you too?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Getting ready to take a leave. Very soon, I'm going to share why I'm taking a leave.
Oh.
Hopefully I wouldn't.
Okay, well deserved.
Is that sorry?
I said well deserved.
Ah, yes. Well-deserved leave.
I mean, well-deserved leave. Yeah.
I'm waiting for it. I hope everything is going well with your business.
We're doing well, we thank God. Though the economy is a bit harsh, but we're doing our best.
I can imagine. Our last episode, we're talking about the currency fluctuations and how it's affecting farmers and then the commodity market. So I understand how all of this is playing a major role for producers, for farmers. Well, I only wish that things would get better, to be honest. I wish that things would just take shape and help us get back on our feet once again.
Yeah.
Okay, so to get this episode rolling, can you share with our listeners how your company, your cassava-based sorbitol, contributes to a more sustainable approach in the agriculture sector?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. Our sorbitol is produced from cassava, and cassava is a tuber largely grown by Nigerians, by Nigerian farmers. We are located at Oyo State in a village called Alaide Village. We work with about 10,000 farmers, out of which about 45% are women, another 20% are youths, and then the rest are men above 50. The structure we have created is such that the farmers bring their produce to the factory, and the farmers are assisted, by the way, to cultivate what they bring to us, and we are able to use it to produce sorbitol, which is in eventually goes in for oral care production or production of oral care, and also for the pharma use. So we are very innovative. We use raw material that is natural, that is cassava, and that's how we have been able to use agriculture to innovate the production of sorbitol.
Well, that's an exciting development. So to be honest, let me just be really honest right now. I never knew that something like this really exists. So when I eventually got to learn about you, I said, maybe I should definitely get you on the podcast. But that was like last year. And I'm glad that we are having this podcast now, because it's going to help me to, you know, learn more about the cassava value chain and what can be done with it. I mean, so many young people do not know how to leverage some of these opportunities. And I'm really excited that you're on this podcast to share what you're doing with cassava. So I'm sure that young people will definitely benefit from this episode. So thank you once again for joining and your willingness to share more about your company and how you are improving the agricultural sector. So I believe that you are a major player, of course, in the cassava value chain. What sustainability challenges have you faced in the cassava processing industry? And how have you overcome them? I'm really interested to know.
Okay. The major challenge that we face in the cassava processing industry is raw material. You just don't have enough. Because cassava is a root tuber crop. In the rainy season, it's easy for you to bring out the roots. But in the dry season, when the ground is really hard, you have to bring it out with a lot of difficulty. In fact, you have to use hoe to be able to dig it out. There are no mechanized, very adequate, efficient, let me use the word efficient. There are not yet efficient machines to mechanize the harvesting of cassava. And that's a major setback. So during the rainy season, it's easy to bring it out manually. In the dry season, it's a bit difficult. So the volume that comes out is lower. It shoots up the increase in price. Okay. So you have an increase in price because of the fact that the ground is hard. So this is the major challenge that other processors that are using cassava as raw material are producing. So we are challenging institutes in engineering institutes to help us design equipment that will effectively bring out cassava from the soil. That is the way we can use to have it. Now, there are a number of equipment that are available, but they are not efficient. They cut the root into two. Some of them harvest half and do not harvest half. Some of them cannot even penetrate. When the tubers are big, they can't go down to bring it out. They cut the tubers into two. So those are the challenges that we have so far processing cassava, especially with root harvesting and delivery.
Well, that's a major call to action, if you ask me. I mean, this is something that we should be putting out, because I can imagine the amount of labor that goes into trying to dig out cassava during the dry season. So this is more like a call to action to the government, to engineering companies, like you mentioned, to get them involved, maybe make them see that this is a major challenge in this sector, in the cassava processing industry, for them to really get involved and see how to go about providing this equipment needed. So yeah, I do think that we should put this out as a call to action to create awareness around it. I'm not sure if this is already going on or if you know anybody that is already pushing something out like this, because I'm sure we have so many cassava processors that use the raw materials. So maybe this is a good way to put together, drag everyone together to say, hey, let's push this out. Let's make this a call to action for people to, you know, get involved in the cassava processing industry, making the machines that we need. So I don't know what your thoughts are on this.
Yes. Thinking of a grant, provide a grant for master students and anyone who can design machine that can best cassava without breaking it. You know? So yes, it's something we have to do.
Well, I think this would be pretty much exciting, to be more like an exciting competition, if you ask me. I mean, you'll definitely see lots of young people, because we have young people that are brilliant and can really pull out something amazing like this. You know, every time we hear them say agriculture is not attractive, but this is an avenue to let them know that, yes, agriculture can really be attractive. They can really get involved. It doesn't really mean they have to be on the farm. So all they have to do is bring in their creativity as well as their skills to produce things like this, to make things like this. So if we can actually really, really, really push out such competition, I'm sure that we'll definitely see young people who will be very thrilled to get involved and do something like this. So please just let me know whenever something is planned out already, so that I can definitely participate, collaborate to push out that initiative. So thank you so much for pushing this out. I'm excited for what's to come, and please do well to share with me again, please.
Okay,
thank you once again for sharing that. I was wondering if you could just elaborate on some of the environmental benefits of using cassava-based sorbitol.
Okay. Cassava-based sorbitol is gluten-free. Most of the other sorbitol are produced from corn, sorghum. They all have, most of them have gluten. But this is gluten-free because cassava is gluten-free. And sorbitol, obviously, it's low calorie, so it's when used in pastries or baking, it's more healthy because of the calorie that is low. So I think the major advantage is that it is gluten-free and it is low calorie.
Okay, thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for sharing that with us. But how do you really just incorporate innovation, technology into your cassava processing operations? I mean, we're in the world of technology now, and so many innovative solutions are coming into the picture. So I'm just trying to know how you incorporate these innovative technologies into your operations.
In the first place, a lot of technology was put together to be able to get it to the stage of producing sorbitol. So it's all a lot of innovation. And most of it, being the first in Africa to use cassava, we have to innovate a lot of things. We have to learn from the process, you understand, because you don't have anyone to copy. So we have to learn from the process. We spent a lot of time to be able to achieve what we achieved. So what we did was to ensure we have equipment. We have analyzing equipment like HPLC, chromatography, gas chromatography, spectrophotometer, Carl Fisher. We have all those equipment to be able to test and design the equipment. So innovation was easier for us because we have equipment to tweak the products. We have equipment to give us results which we use to tweak the products.
All right, that's pretty exciting. I mean, imagine being the first to set up a company, be the first to set up something different. I mean, that must have been a lot of work for you, but well done, actually. I mean, it's not easy to set up something like this when there is no roadmap to follow. I mean, you just have to be creative on your own. So, yeah, I think you've done an amazing job, and I would definitely love to see more and learn more about your business and what you do in Nigeria and Africa.
Yeah, thank you.
So finally, can you just maybe discuss any partnerships or collaborations your company has engaged to, you know, promote sustainability in the cassava processing industry?
Yeah, we have a lot of collaborations with different agencies. For example, we collaborate with IITA in the agronomy aspect to get new varieties and new stem varieties. We collaborate with agencies like CAVA, okay? We collaborate with even Sterling Bank on our biogas project, where we use all our waste to generate biogas and use the biogas to generate steam. We presently are collaborating with STAR star industry. They have a power supply industry. They are supposed to supply us power. So we collaborate with a lot of organizations. Agra to help us with farmer, to help us with funding, to help us to get our farmers. Agra, we also do a lot of collaboration with different agencies. So you can't succeed alone in this kind of big projects or big business. You need to collaborate with international agencies. And we do have close to 15 thereabouts different agencies that we partner with on different projects.
Well, indeed, you can actually just work alone in this big industry. I mean, if you want to run a successful business, you have to look out for partnerships, because that really drives growth for you as well. So I'm glad that you have all of these partners working with you to ensure that you thrive in this industry. I'm really excited about what you're doing, and I am super excited again to know that your major workforce contributes consists of women, who are major contributors, of course, to the agriculture industry. So I wanted to just quickly check this in. Maybe you are having trainings or something for women to get involved, because you know not so many are aware about this. Just like you mentioned, this company is the first in Africa to do something like this. So I think it would really be amazing to have more women, more youths who will learn more about this, maybe like a training or something to get them involved, make them see opportunities in the cassava value chain, how to tap in, and really how to just get involved. So I don't know what your thoughts are. Are you putting up programs like this that can be beneficial to women and young people out there?
Okay, yes. We in our farming community, we are deliberate about adding women to our farming community. In fact, we do our INGRA program, favors the women more, because we give them land, and then we also have hostels on the farm where the women can relax and even have their children play while they are on the farm. So yes, women are key in our, I mean women, by the way. So the women folks are key in our strategic development plan, and we take the number, the indices, very seriously. At no point do we have less than 45 to 50% women in our total family community.
Well, that's exciting to know. I always want to make sure that women are actively involved and are getting the most out of everything they are doing. So I'm glad that you've set this up. And if you ever need my help to, you know, push out some of your initiatives and how to get women involved, please do well to reach out to me. I'm open to exploring that collaboration to get more people to know about this and how they can tap into it. So I'm glad once again that we are having this session, so that we can really push this out for people to know something like this exists. And of course, there's benefits when you decide to venture into the cassava value chain. So once again, thank you so much for joining today's episode. I really appreciate you coming to share your thoughts, coming to share what you do at your company and how you're actively engaging women who are very key and, you know, important to me. I don't want to sound so gender biased right now, but I mean, I'm a woman myself and I am very particular about women. So please pardon me, everybody. I am very particular about women. I mean, my company myself, I mean, I run a public relations firm, right? And I'm a woman as well. And the team is basically comprised of women as well. So yeah, I'm very particular about women and making sure that they get what they deserve. I mean, so many challenges that women face, but I'm glad that women are coming out and doing what they are supposed to do, taking up leadership roles. So seeing you as a leader, engaging more women, it is actually very commendable. And I'm excited to see more of what you're going to do And I'm willing to go on this journey with you as well, pushing out your initiatives. So thank you so much once again for joining the show today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. And thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. It's indeed a pleasure. So guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something from this episode. This is an opportunity dex. So like I always mention, Let's Talk Agriculture podcast is for you to get insights to, you know, the happenings, the opportunities in the agricultural sector. And I wouldn't fail to bring opportunities your way. And this is just one of them. So do well to explore and see ways you can tap into the cassava value chain industry, the cassava processing industry. There's so much opportunities for you. And of course, if you like to connect with our guest, I'm sure she'll be excited to connect with you. If you're a woman, if you're a youth, and of course, a man as well. So yes, I'm sure she's excited to connect with you. And maybe I'll get in touch with her later to see how to how you can reach her, so we can always attach that on our show notes. I'm really excited about this, and I hope you are too. So guys, do well to subscribe, do well to follow, and do well to share this episode. So many people are definitely going to benefit from this episode. So don't just keep it to yourself, okay? Thank you so much, guys. Do have a lovely time. Once again, my name is Sharon Idahosa, and I am the host of the Let's Talk Agriculture podcast show. Thank you so much, guys. Have a lovely time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.